听力课堂,听class.com.
This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Manute Bol played 10 years in the National Basketball Association, but he will be remembered as much for his shot blocking in the NBA as for his charity work in Sudan. He died June 19th from kidney failure and a rare and painful skin disorder. He became sick while working in his homeland. He was 47 years old. A funeral took place last week at Washington's National Cathedral. Manute Bol was born in southern Sudan. He stood 231 centimeters. Tall, even for a Dinka, some of Africa's tallest people. His father, a tribal chief, did not think basketball was good work for a Dinka. But the teenager chose it over herding his family's cattle. He did not have much luck, though, the first time he went up to dunk the ball. As he once told the Washington Post, "When I came down, I hurt my teeth in the net." In the NBA, Manute Bol averaged less than 3 points a game on offense. But on defense, he became one of the most feared shot blockers in the league. Former player Rory Sparrow says he was not afraid of anyone, not even Michael Jordan.
He just laughed. He said, "What, Michael Jordan? Why should I be afraid of Michael Jordan? I kill lion. He come in, I block his shot." And sure enough, he blocked his shot. Michael made a couple dunks, but hey, Manute stood his ground.
He finished his career as the 14th best shot blocker in NBA history. He enjoyed his fame, but he never forgot his people. Years of civil war left southern Sudan in ruins. He estimated that he lost 250 members of his extended family. He helped raise money for refugees. Reports say he donated nearly all of the estimated $6 million he made playing basketball. Before his death, he was working with the Sudan Sunrise Group to help bring the country together. His goal was to build 41 schools. He took his Christian faith seriously. "God guided me to America and gave me a good job, but he also gave me a heart, so I would look back," he said in Sports Illustrated magazine in 2004. That year, Manute Bol broke his neck in a car accident. He was thrown from a taxi. After recovering, he moved to the state of Kansas and met United States Senator Sam Brownback.
"I can't think of a person that I know of in the world that used their celebrity status for a greater good than what Manute Bol did. He used it for his people. He gave his life for his people."
And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Michael DeFabo. I'm Bob Doty.